Hi, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really know what week it is, but I know that you need an inspirational message this week because I haven't done that yet. I am driving with, I'm not driving because that would be dangerous. My daughter Jess is driving and I wanted to share something as I felt inspired to say it. So I'm recording this now and sending it to you. So here's your inspirational message this week. Subconsciously, we can still be doing things that we know are not good for us or good in general, but we're so used to doing them and they're such subtle subconscious things that are ingrained in us, whether it be from our childhood or from our parents, that they just continue. And today was really made aware of that. Let me explain. I have a lot of anxiety when it comes to going to medical appointments, hospitals, dentists, anything that is in a setting where I'm going to be one-on-one talking with someone who's really focused on me, because that's where I make those connections with spirit. And sometimes the energy comes in and is just so much for me that I physically can't take it. I get vertigo, I get my heart flutters. There's a lot of physical symptoms I feel from picking up on the energy of spirit. And I don't know if other mediums feel that, but that's my experience. So if you're listening to this and you're a medium and that doesn't happen to you, I'm not saying that you're not a medium. And if you're listening to this and you're not a medium, but you're like, oh my gosh, why don't other mediums? I have no idea. I'm just sharing my experience is that I have always found that there are some spirits that just overtake and overpower my energy. It's just a lot for me. There's my cough. There's the reason why I had to go to the doctor. I was prescribed some high blood pressure medication that's been working amazing, but the symptom is this dry cough that is persistently getting worse and worse and worse over time. And I'm like, okay, I'm over it. I need to get rid of the cough. You can hear why. So I head back to the same doctor who prescribed the medication to me to begin with, because I felt somewhat like not totally okay, but at least I know the environment. I know the doctor. I know where the room is. I know the setting. And when you have anxiety and you can predict how everything is going to go, you feel better about that. So I phone the Medi Center. By the way, it's just a walk-in doctor. I apologize for coughing. I really apologize for coughing. You guys are going to be like, Carmel, you sound horrible. Don't worry. It sounds worse than what it is. Anyway, I go back to see the doctor and I go in and I'm like, I actually don't go in. I send Justin and I'm like, you call me when I'm ready to go in the room, because sitting in the waiting room will just build the anxiety. I do not know why. Maybe someone out there, if you're like a medical doctor's nurse, you can explain this to me. And next time I am going to tell them. But they bring you into the room when he's like two patients or like on his last two patients or last patients. And that ain't good for me. I need to meet that doctor when he is walking in, because my anxiety builds. So the longer you sit there, okay, the worse it gets. Not only that, the worse the freaking cough is getting. Don't worry. He did change my prescription. The point is that I paced a little bit in the room. I went from the bed to the floor. I think I just need to have a good coughing session. Like, oh my gosh, hang on. Let me take a drink. Jessica's dying laughing, by the way. So wherever you're listening to this, at the very least, I hope I'm giving you a good laugh. Okay, so I'm on the bed. I'm in my wheelchair. I'm all over the place. And finally, I realized I need to get grounded. And getting grounded is the floor, but I'm like, ooh, I don't really want to sit on the floor. He's going to put me in a white jacket and tell me I'm crazy. So I sit on the little stool, because in the rooms they give you a stool that you can use to step on to get onto the bed. I'm like, if I get low, I'll feel better. But the whole time I'm like, he's going to walk in here and think I'm nuts. He's going to walk in here and think I'm nuts. He's going to walk in here and think I'm nuts. That's a story that I was telling myself, by the way. Sorry. I promise you, this thing is going to be gone in days, he says. Anyway, he comes in and the door's open And I leave the door open because if you close the door in the room, I have a mild panic attack because I don't want to be in there with the energy of the people that were in there before, because that's fear energy, because people go and see the doctor when they don't feel well and they're stressed and they're anxious and I'm just sucking it all in. Then there's Jessica, who's trying to totally distract me, talking about tattoo. Hey, mom, what tattoo do you think? She doesn't think I know what she's doing, but I do. But anyway, I'm just happy that it's not one of my other daughters, who is not great when I have anxiety, stares at me in the face like, are you okay? That's a bad idea with somebody with anxiety. Anyway, so he comes in, the door's open, and I say, hey, do you remember me? And he takes a minute, and then he's like, he clicks into it, and he's like, yep, he knows who I am. And he closes the door, which I have a mild panic attack about, but anyway, I say, I'm just sitting down here because I feel anxious. And he says, no, yeah, I know, you're fine, you're good. And I show him my blood pressure. I say, I love this blood pressure medication because my blood pressure is totally great and it feels wonderful, but I can't put up with the cough. He's like, no problem, we're going to make a switch. And if I start to like fidget a little bit or start, the anxiety starts to pick up, he was amazing. He was like, okay, yeah, let's go fast. Here's this prescription, and you need your acid reflux prescription, and I'm going to give you a puffer for your allergies. And he was like, yeah, you're good. And he was just so amazing with me. And he never at any point shamed me or made me feel crazy. But you know what? I bet you 99.9% of these doctors and these hospitals and these dentists and these places wouldn't, if I was just honest about it from the get-go, like I was with Dr. Muhammad today. I have panic and anxiety and social anxiety in these forms of settings. Therefore, please understand, I'm going to look really uncomfortable, but I'm going to get through it. And, you know, this is just how it's going to be. And just saying that already lowered my heart rate and brought down a lot of my anxiety because I was being honest. So one of those things from my past that I'm still not doing is being open with honest with people about my anxiety, including sometimes my family or friends or people who come around. And that's what I need to remember. I need to stop shaming myself. And I'm telling you this because you need to stop shaming yourself too. You need to start being open and honest with people when it comes to panic and anxiety. You need to stop, and not just panic and anxiety. You need to be open and honest with people when it comes to anything in your life. You need to be open and honest with them if you get a stomachache, if you eat cherry pie and they made one for you. You need to be open and honest with people if you need to sit with your back to the wall. You need to be open and honest with people if you don't feel comfortable driving in the city. You need to be open and honest with people if you feel anxiety about letting your kids go for a sleepover and your spouse wants to. We hide little things that we think are silly or stupid, and we need to stop doing that. And I'm going to stop doing that because Dr. Muhammad taught me something today. He didn't have any of those thoughts. It was me. Not one part of him thought I'm crazy. And just so you know, next time, I totally think I'm taking a pillow and I'm probably going to sit on the floor. Because if I can get relaxed with Dr. Muhammad, I can start telling him even more things and getting better treatment and better care for my healthcare, because I can start feeling good in that environment. Have a great day, and I hope I inspired you. And next time you talk to me, I promise I won't be hacking because he changed my prescription. So let's hope it works.